I think just being with Pastor Carl and Susie has taught me a lot. And I was telling Susie, if anybody has a marriage problem or a challenge, they can spend a day with you all and it will all disappear. So I've told Vijay that when you have a fiancé. And we laughed a lot. Yeah, and it was really good. The Wednesday service, Sunday morning, and then the young adults. And I spent some time with Pastor John Kenny. Finally heard his voice. Yeah, it was really good. Pastor Fred. And everybody was surprised because I didn't plan this visit with Vijay. So we were there. And then Pastor John Gego and Melissa were there. Sorry, Savia were there on Sunday. And it was really good, you know. So they said all the Bangalore guys have come. So I was just thinking of this thought today, and I think it would be really encouraging for us in, you know, one of the things which it teaches you when you see Pastor Carl and his life, it really makes you grateful for your health and for what you can do, right? Life is all about perspective, right? So Acts chapter 6 verses 1 to 4. Now in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplying, there arose a complaint against the Hebrews by the Hellenists because their widows were neglected in the daily distribution. Then the 12 summoned the multitude of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Therefore, brethren, seek out from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." You know, this is the thought I was thinking. This thought came, you know, when I was with Pastor Brian, we were talking about things from the Bible, and there was a thought which came to my mind. I've been thinking about it, and it's a really, really important thought. And that thought is the importance of the Word of God in our lives. What is the importance of the Word of God in our lives? You know, many times in Christianity, after some time, we are looking for new things. We are looking for new stories, new testimonies, sensational stories. We are looking to hear new speakers. Okay, what is the latest Christian thing in town? Is it Hillsong is coming or Don Moen? And suddenly we find ourselves not enjoying the Bible so much. And sometimes for those of us who see success in ministry, that becomes the new thing. You know, the work. Now, this is what we are doing, and that is what we are doing. And when you see in Acts chapter 6, there's a beautiful principle. Pentecost has happened in Acts 2. People have been added to the church. The church has grown. And now there's a new challenge. And what is the challenge? That against the Hebrews, because the Greek-speaking widows were neglected in the daily distribution of food. And it's very interesting as to what is the decision they make. And it's very beautiful. It says here, "It is not desirable that we should leave the word of God and serve tables." Right? And in verse 4, "We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word." That's beautiful. They were not refuting that there is a problem, but they were saying, with respect to the worth of the Word of God, this problem is not as big. And we can have some other people, and then Stephen is one of them, right? To appoint, to handle that. But we will give ourselves to the Word of God and pray. See, their focus did not shift from the Word to the work. That's beautiful, isn't it? It didn't shift to the work. Yes, let the work, If the work becomes big and there are new challenges, no problem. But the focus was on the word. Right? And then we see verse 7. Then the word of God grew in the King James, or spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. That's the key. What grew? The word of God grew. Right? Now this is really important for us to think about that. And this I also say as one who has been a missionary and come back, that many times in the work of God, our focus shifts from the word of God to the work of God. And when it shifts to the work of God, and I'm doing really well, it's all about the work of God. And then when a trial happens, or when it's an out of season, then there is disappointment and discouragement, because as a missionary, I'm looking to find my identity in my work for the Lord rather than the word of God. Now this is really important. Our worth is not in what we do for God. Our worth is who Christ has made me through his work on the cross. That is positional truth. That's my worth. Because there will be seasons in my life where I may not be able to work. There will be seasons in my life of sickness or persecution, or there can be a governmental regulation or some difficulty where I may not be able to do what I was once doing. But that doesn't diminish my worth in the eyes of the Lord. Because my worth is my position which has been given to me by grace. Isn't that beautiful? And I think the key to our lives is to hide in the book. What is it? To hide in the book. It is surprising that there are many of us, and it includes me, that it is possible that we may not even read through the Bible in a whole year, or even know some parts of the Old Testament, or be familiar with it. We may be thirsty, like we get up in the morning, we want to reach for the papers. Right? Last week, Jayalalitha has passed away, let's find out. Fidel Castro passed away from Cuba, let's find out. Or reach for the phone, it's the latest notification, latest message, but not reach for the what? The Bible, right? And that is why it's really important for us to find our joy in the Word of God. That's it. What is it? In the Word of God. Read it. Think about it. Pray to God for understanding. Mix faith with it. Meditate on it. Obey it. And when great things happen, praise God for it. Come back. Read it. This thing should never end in our lives. In closing, right? You know, we are from South India, right? The land of dosa and masala dosa and onion dosa and whatever. If you take out rice from the equation, there's no dosa. Rice is the basic substance. If you take out crude oil from the equation, there's no petrol, diesel, kerosene, ethane, tar, and all the products which come from crude oil as a basis. You know, as a musician, this is what we used to do. You like somebody, like suppose you like Elvis Presley. And as a musician, we would do like who influenced Elvis Presley? And Elvis Presley sang with his family in a choir. He was influenced by country music. He became a great singer. Then came the Beatles. The Beatles were influenced by Elvis Presley. It goes back that way, right? There are so many millions of books about the fundamental book. It's the what? Bible. And we come back to it and we have it in our hands. So in closing, let's be in the book. We are going to Vizag, not to see the work, but to fellowship in the word. That's the key. Even if there are a few people, it's fine. We are what? We are excited about what? The Word of God. Get up tomorrow, a little early. Take a cup of chai. Sit with the book. Because out of the book comes life. Comes our motivation for service. Working for God is an expression of our relationship with the Word of God. And in closing, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never. There are good seasons in Christianity. There are challenging seasons in Christianity. There are ups and downs. But the word of God abides forever. And that's where we live. Amen.